Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Terry Mudrick. She's the author of I Can Survive, and it's a book full of exciting, entertaining, and just really nourishing ideas to keep your vibration higher. So welcome back, Terry.
Thank you.
So we've touched on water, we've touched on music, we've touched on essential oils. What else comes into that beautiful compilation?
The one thing I did want to mention on the music part is that there are actually acoustic therapists that are out there, and they're starting to become very popular with self-healing, and they aid in insomnia, anxiety, depression, disorders of the nervous system, and they use the high hertz frequencies. Also, many have tried it in killing cancer cells and have had success. Stroke patients have recovered quicker with their motor functions and their speech quicker. So that's something that if you know you're interested or someone's interested in, can certainly look up in their. So it's called acoustic therapies.
Mm-hmm. We have in our town we have a fellow named Rob Richards who does gong bath therapy and takes those vibrations through you for an hour or two, and it's really, really quite a fascinating experience. Like you just come out, you just want to be quiet for an hour and a half and just soak it all in.
Yeah, and becoming more and more popular, and I believe when we come out of all of this, or even before, like I'm finding that people are searching for ways and means to help with, you know, that emotional and mental wellness. So essential oils, I want to touch a little bit more on that, that the importance of having pure, ethical sourced oils. Mm-hmm. And this was interesting because the oils should be ethically. So first of all, that the people working there, it's funny how our energies are absorbed. So it's kind of like we're in a work area, right, where you've got somebody in your office that's just really negative. How does that work, you know, how does that in the end make you feel at the end of the day? Usually it's like wears you down, drags you down. And that's the same with people working in the oil, you know, with the essential oils. They always have to be upbeat when they're working with. And so finding a company that has that, and of course herbicide, pesticide, poor farming practices, all are part of whether those oils have a high energy or not. And so rose oil, I just want to mention a few of them that are high hertz, megahertz. The essential rose oil is at 320, and actually our spruce oil, we have a Canadian one in Fort St. John, actually not that far from you, and it runs at about 580 megahertz. So frankincense is another one at 147, and helichrysum at 181.
Wow.
And back to lavender at 118, sandalwood 96, and myrrh is 108. Those are some of my favorites, some of my woodsy essential oils, and they are so good. So when we diffuse them, we can, raise that vibration that way. But we can also put about 8 to 12 drops in your bath, depending on how big your bathtub is. If it's small, I do the 8 with a half a cup of Epsom salts, and soak in that for 20 to 30 minutes in the evening. Mm. So that's very helpful. Also, you can wear them on the back of your neck, on your wrists. Very good with ADHD, children, anxiety, and especially those that are so fearful these days.
Mm-hmm.
This really helps to calm them. So that is just a little bit more on which ones you can use.
Terry, when you put them on your skin, like at the back of your neck or on your wrists, how long does it take for your body to ingest them?
Actually, very quickly. And you know what? I would also, for children, or just make sure that you use a carrier oil.
Mm-hmm.
So that not full strength. I tend to, but, you know, I've been with oils for a long time. Some of them, I tend to just go, okay, I need this right now.
Right.
And I go full. But, yeah, it's best to use the carrier. And it's within a couple of minutes, they're actually absorbed through your skin. And within 20 minutes, it's all through your body. So it doesn't take very long. And the limbic system will pick it up the quickest, like your olfactory and so your pituitary really changes your moods very quickly, and you can try it. Peppermint's a good one for that, like if you're just feeling really down. Our citruses are excellent as well, any of the oranges and the tangerine and lemons and limes, mix them all up. And really, there's no right or wrong. I think it's, I smell it, I like it, put a pop it in, right?
So that's a good way to find the essential oil that's right for you right now, if you're really drawn to it, like more than just choosing it as medicine and going, well, that's supposed to be good. Like, you should be drawn to it.
Absolutely. And it's like no different than we're drawn to colors, certain colors, and colors can really either make us feel good or not, you know. And so bright colors are great. I have a feeling we're going to go back to the 70s with the limes and the lime lemons and the lime oranges, because it just raises your vibration. You see those colors, it's like, yes.
Oh, you know, I'm all ready for the 60s again. It's going to be fun.
yeah, no doubt. And then let's move on to technology, because this is extremely crucial now. Mm-hmm. So in spite of everything else that we've got going around us, the 5G is coming in. So the EMFs, the electromagnetic fields, that means your Bluetooth, your Wi-Fi towers, your routers, microwaves, all of those kind of things. We really now have to be conscious of it, because before, the 4G and under really was not absorbed into our skin, but the 5G can be absorbed by the skin and the eyes. And you'll see a lot of people now wearing these kind of funky yellow-colored glasses.
Right.
I don't know if you have in your area, but I know a lot of my friends that live in these areas wear these glasses, and that's the reason for them, is just to protect from the EMFs in the area. So, because what happens is when you're like on the phone, for example, for too long, and it's in your, against your ear, they can cause immune suppressants. They can disrupt the blood cell function, cellular communication, which is really important between your cell functions. And it can cause miscarriages, DNA damage, joint pain, cancer, infertility. So huge, very important. Mm-hmm. And according to Gaia, the mother of all creation, the very soul of our Earth says that 5G is the first global electromagnetic radiation test on humans in the history of the planet of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
And so how can we protect ourselves from that? Again, using the healing oils, and the ones that I mentioned, you can actually make a vibrational synergy mist by just adding all of those oils in, adding a bit of witch hazel and topping it off with water, and just spraying yourself, 4 or 5 times a day. It's excellent. You can also add Illimi to that and Palo Santo. Those enhance body abilities to combat negative energy invasions. You can use that. There's also balsam fir, cedar wood, blue spruce, and black spruce, and they really strengthen the body energy. Neutralize invading negative energy, and they can ground you. So that's kind of one way. Healthy foods. Let's get into that really quick, because I know I could just talk on and on. I'm sort of...
Yeah, we could go for days on this, but yeah, tell us about our food real quick.
Okay, real quick. So food. It's very important to stick with our live greens, right? Because they all have like the megahertz of 70, fresh produce and so on. Like wheatgrass, broccoli, living greens. Raw almonds, for example, have 50. But when we start getting into chicken, pork, beef, 3 to 5. So that really is dropped. And anything processed or canned foods is 0.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, like I said, stick with your greens and your, even dry herbs are at 12 to 22, but your fresh herbs are at 27. So there you go, just 5 extra on that. Chaga tea is huge. You can get it in drops or supplements. Digestive enzymes chew up residual debris in the gut, so digestive enzymes are important. Calendula and yarrow tea is something you can grow in your own gardens, and both repair and restore cells, so it's good to drink that. Supplements and probiotics, essential fatty acids, and activated charcoal. Those are supplements that I really, really encourage, because they support immune health, they support gut health, and they support brain health. And the activated charcoal, of course, is got the ability to absorb any toxin properties. It filters and purifies. And you just need to take one capsule. They come in capsules, either one at noon with your meal, or you can take one at, you know, in the morning or noon and evening. So it's just that easy, and it just works like a filtration. Like it's a sponge, right?
Wow, yeah. Terry, you raised my vibration just listening to you. How can our listeners get more of you? How can we find your book, your information?
My book is on Amazon, and I think right now it's in like four or five different categories where it's still in the top one or two or three. So I think if you just Google my name and I Can Survive, spelled I and then CAN-CER and then capital VIVE, so I Can-Survive, and or my name, Terry Mudrick, it pops up really quickly. Mm-hmm. I also have an I Can Survive Facebook page by the same, and I'm posting weekly there something new and, you know, ways to raise the vibrations. Mm-hmm. So those are two ways. Of course, they can always email me or text me, or I'm always open to helping anyone who needs help.
Thank you so much, Terry. It's just been awesome to have you on the show today. So till we talk again.
All right. I look forward to it because I think we've covered half of what we could cover.
We'll get you back because there's so much more to cover.
Yeah, you betcha. But thank you. And you know what? Just healthy vibes going out to everyone. I'm just very excited about these times that we have this and can still work with it. So.
Thank you
care.
For being a light warrior. That's awesome. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart, our producer, and we'd like to thank all the community stations that carry this program across Canada. Have a healthy and happy day.